the second episode of my podcast. Basically, I have nothing to talk about, but lately I don't know what I should call this. Maybe obsession or interest. I have binge watching all K-drama and movies, mostly from Thailand. I don't know why, but I noticed that I have very, very, I would call it unique, but I believe that the people around me would call it weird, because you know, at one point in my life, I don't know, I used to be obsessive about transgender. I've watched a lot of videos, I've read a lot of like article, news, something, I don't know. It's too many that I've read about transgender, whether a male transgender or female, like a female become a man, or I mean, sorry, a female become a male or a male become a female. Simply put, is that a man being a woman or a woman being a man? The transformation. I've even watched a lot of videos like the you know, the transgender transformation, where they did the surgery, the breast surgery and all that. But mostly I've watched the female version. I mean, female transform into a male, a female becoming a male. So it's a lot. It's been, I don't know, maybe like 2 to 3 years back, the obsession. But now, I mean, this past few months, I've been watching gays. I don't know what I should call it, interest or obsession, but I find them cute, like a boy and boy, the boys love and all. I find them cute with their skinship, with their attitude, with their words and all, with their, I don't know, it's fine. I rather call myself unique. And for your information, I'm currently living in a country where LGBT is a really, really, really sensitive and big issue. So basically, if you are openly say that you're gay or you're a transgender, or you are openly say that you are interested in, you know, that LGBT and sort of, you'll be bashed a lot and your life won't be easy. So I have this interest in me for the transgender, for the LGBT community. I've even wrote a fan fiction about gay, but honestly, that fanfiction, the story is not for me, it's from my friend, and I just wrote it. At first I was like cringe, you know, I don't know how to describe the feeling. I just can't accept that boys and boys can be in love. I mean, can be a couple, like how a man and a girl should be. That was me before, but now I found them cute. It's just for gay, for lesbian, I don't know. I haven't tried to watch the videos, the movies. I've watched the movies before. You know, the Thai lesbian movies, Yes or No, 1 and 2. I've watched the movies, but seriously, I just can't accept that until now. They're cute too, but maybe I haven't opened my heart to accept the lesbian yet. But now I've opened to gay. But I don't want to think about how their relationship is, what they are doing, what their skinship and all, how their sex life. I don't want to think about it, and I'll just accept it as they're just having a normal sex life, as how a girl and a boy should be. So imagine that I tell my friends surrounding me, or the community, or the means that I openly tell them that I'm okay with LGBT community, the transgender, the gay. Honestly, I'm okay with the lesbian too. I don't know how they will accept me. You know, my friend, I don't know how their impression of me after I told them that I've accepted LGBT. And for that reason, I haven't told them yet. And the biggest issue here is that my religion. I am a Muslim, and as I've told you, LGBT is very sensitive, very 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 sensitive and big issue in my country and even the religion. So I can't possibly tell them that I'm open, but it doesn't mean that I will be part of the community. Means I'm straight. To be honest, I've watched all the gay movies, all the videos, because I seriously find them hot. Like, they're hot, you know. They have handsome faces, like, I don't know, nice personality, funny, and mostly, yes, they are handsome. They're so handsome, and I was stuck in the gay movie. I was binge watching the movies because the actor, mostly all the actors are handsome. I watched it because I like men. And at first I was like, oh no, I watched this gay movie, and I was like, what happened to me? I don't, what's wrong with me? I was cringe at first, but then I was like, oh, they're cute, they're sweet, and I don't know how to put this. So, that's it. That's my. I've openly can accept them, the LGBT community, but like I said, I can't openly say that I'm open to them because of my religion, because of the country. I don't know, maybe it's not the country problem, it's the people in the country where mostly are Muslim and they can't accept that LGBT is part of their country. Like, it was banned from the religion, so you can have that in the country. But the problem is that the country itself, my country, is a multi-religion, multi-racist. It's not only occupied by Muslim, there are also Buddhists, Christians, and I know that other religion are open but not Muslim. But honestly speaking, there are also some, I don't say all, I don't say most, maybe like 5%, I don't know, I'm bad at math, 5 to 10% of the Muslim in the country, they have, you know, we also have our transgender community, LGBT, in that community, in the 5% of Muslim, because there are a lot in social media, I can tell you. But I don't know, maybe this person who openly says that they are from the community in social media and they are Muslim, they have a very strong heart, you know. I can assure you that they have a very, very, very strong heart. They can accept all other people says about them, the bash, the I don't know. But, and one more, you know that Muslim, they can't, we can't even touch dog and pig. But my friend says that I'm weird because if I were to pick a pet, I'd rather pick a dog than a cat. I don't know. So my friend have been asking me why a dog. I just told them that I don't know, because I found dog very cute. Very cute, and like, they're human best friend. But cat, I don't know, I just hate cat. It's not that I hate cat, it's that I'm afraid of cat. But I do find dog cute, but I just can't go near them because I can't touch them, you know, because of my religion. And it's not as easy as just touch it. It's not your religion didn't give you permission to touch it, but if you like it, just touch it. No, it's not as easy as that. Islam is a very easy religion, I can say. It's easy, the way Islam is the way of life. But some certain thing, you just can't play with religion. So it's hard. I even told my friend, a few of my friends, that I've binge watching the videos, the gay videos. I have one friend, you know, he's a boy, and most of my other friend know that he, I don't know how to say about him, maybe bisexual, or that he just hide that he is gay. But I've talked about I've talked to him that I've binge watching these videos and dramas, and I've even shown him the posters of the drama that I've watched, and I even said that, oh no, the 4% below that's sitting on the chair is the bottom, and the 4% that is standing behind the chair is the top. And I was scolded, like he really scolded me loud, you know. He just go home, he said to me, you know. I was like, why? But then he's just like, if you watch this alone. I was like, okay. And then I just go home. I was a bit embarrassed at that time, but I can still, you know, I know that it's embarrassed, just like how I embarrassed that I've been scolded by him, same as him embarrassed that I mentioned that thing in front of him. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it, but I really do hope that my country, no, it's not that my country, the people in my country can be more open about this community. As long as you're straight, and as long as these people in the community doesn't disturb your everyday life, then it's okay. So why do you need to ban everyone that shows, I mean, not supportive, rather than you scold them, and then rather than you bash them, it's better that you just ignore. If they're gays, then let them be, let them have their own life, just like how they just let you have your own life, like that. I don't know, I've openly said about this in my podcast, in this podcast, but I don't know, I know I'm sure that I can't talk about it openly to my friend. I've told that I've watched a few dramas about gays to few of my friends, and their response is just that it's not that they ignored me, they just like, okay, just watch it. And I was like, okay, I have my freedom to watch everything that I want, and it's like, okay. And my friends didn't even bother me when I was binge watching transgender videos before. I even showed them the videos, and they was like, so he is very handsome, from the girl to a boy, from a girl to a boy, he is very handsome. I was like, yes, that's why I watch these videos. And it's the same as this one right now that I watch gays, because they are handsome. Basically, they are handsome. I am straight and I am not part of the community, but I rather give these people in the community the freedom to have their own life. Like, they can have, if the gay want to couple with a boy, want to have how do I say this? If a boy wants to have a relationship with a boy, then just go ahead. I'm not going to disturb you. I'm not going to, like, ew, like that. So, what I want to say is that if you are not, if you don't know much about this community, then just don't disturb the life. If you want to bash them, or if you want to like scold them for nothing, maybe you should just do it like me. I was at first kind of cringe, and I just can't accept, why do boys need to love a boy? there's plenty of women out there, and you just can't pick one because you're handsome, you know. You're handsome, you're full package. But when I watch these videos of gays, and I understood it's not about I'm handsome, then I can pick anyone from the woman community to be my lover. It's about my heart. I just can't accept. Like, these gays can't accept a woman to be the lover. I have watched this one video. I just recently watched, just like two hours ago. This one gay, Korean. This one Korean gay, he said that he's been hiding her sexuality from the world, from his friend, from his family, and he even tried to have a proper relationship with a girl, and it doesn't work out because he found it attractive more to a guy. Like, a guy is more attractive than a girl, and in the end the relationship with the girl end up in the bad ending, sad ending. How do I put this one? They just broken up because he just can't accept the girl. He just pretend to love the girl. So just imagine this thing, that if you know, if they have to hide their sexuality from other community, from the community, from their surrounding, and then they pretend to love the girl. Then imagine how the girl would feel if they know the truth. Imagine that one day they are getting married, they have kids, but he doesn't love her and end up with a divorce. And what will happen to the child? It's sad. It's better that they openly say about the sexuality, that, you know, I can't love you, I like boys. So maybe at first the girl will be heartbroken, but then in the end of the day she will find a new love that maybe love her more than the boy, the gay boy that pretend to love her. Isn't it better? Maybe that's it. That's all I want to talk about in this episode. It's hard to live in a country where the people think the world revolves around themselves. You just can't do anything without thinking about what other people will say. I'll just do it anyway. But part of myself still think about what people will say if I do thing like this. Like the one with the dog, you know. I just said to my friend that I love dog more than cat, and I found dog more cute than cat. I buy a lot of printed picture of dog, Lego of dog, something involved with dogs, but I didn't even go near the real dog because it is because of my religion. So when I tell my friend that I love dog more than cat, and he's just like, why dog? You can't even go near the dog. And I was like, I just like it. I even put my handphone wallpaper at the dog, and they just like, whose phone is this? Why is there a dog on your phone? I was like, it's a picture, not a real dog. And there's nothing harm with the picture. And the picture is not at fault. Even the pictures become an issue. Becoming an issue. I was like, what's wrong with this? With the people in this country? The world is not revolved. The world does not revolve around themselves. You have to just let people do what they want. Just move on with your life, and they'll just move on with their life too. It's not a problem. So for the people out there who think that you can't do something because of what people will say about you, just go for it. When they're tired, they'll stop thinking. They'll stop talking about you, about what you have done. Maybe they'll forget about it someday. Maybe. So if you have something that you really want to do, just go for it. If you're a girl, for example, and you want to try maybe some extreme jobs that boys do, there's a lot that the girl can do nowadays. If you mention that thing to someone, and that someone says, oh, you can't do this job because it's a boy job, then if you really have the interest, just go for it and prove to them that they're wrong. A girl can do what men can do, and it's the same, or vice versa, except for having baby. Boy can do that. So that's it for this episode. Maybe I'll see you again. No, maybe I'll talk again if you want to hear me mumbling again. It's not fun, I know. I know that I really bad at talking, and even my language sounds funny because English is not my first language. But I want to do this because it's up to me. It's my life, and I want to give it a try. I don't know what are you guys are going to talk about me. That's it. Bye.